Now we're told something else here. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Now, close by these lilies, there are a lot of thorns. And we find the lily, the beauty of it, has been made over to the church. Well, this is the way that Bonar expressed it. He says, close by these lilies, there grew several of the thorny shrubs of the desert. But above them rose the lily, spreading out its fresh green leaf as a contrast to the dingy verdure of these prickly shrubs. Like the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. In other words, amongst the daughters, I think of Jerusalem. Why, that's the way that the bride stands out. He is the lily of the valleys. He's pure, he's lovely, he's beautiful. Therefore, his bride and his sister and his spouse is a lily also, because she bears the image of his loveliness and reflects it to men. That's what the church is to do today, to reveal in a world filled with thorns and briars and thistles something of the beauty that is here. What a glorious picture this is. Now we continue on, because something else quite wonderful is said here. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Now we have here the apple tree among the trees of the wood. And that's a picture of Christ now as an apple tree. And he had a goodly shadow. Now you may wonder what kind of a tree that he's talking about. Because actually apples as we know them don't grow in that land. You could grow them. You can grow apples here in Southern California, but very frankly, they're not very good apples. You've got to get up in the cold country to grow apples. Go up in the state of Washington and Oregon, for that matter. Hood River apples and apples from around the Yakima Valley, my, they're delicious. But what's he talking about here? Well, actually, they're citron fruit. He's talking about oranges, because the shadow of an orange tree, I have three in my yard right here in Pasadena, three orange trees, and they make a good shade tree. And my, the beauty of them and the wonderful sweetness of orange blossoms in the spring. I just go out in my patio and sit down and smell. And what a picture. And after all, orange blossoms are used at weddings, are they not? What a picture you have here. The bride and the bridegroom. What does he do? Is the apple tree among the trees of the wood? So is my beloved among the sons. What a beautiful picture that we have of him here. Now, the orange is a yellow fruit, and I personally think it's beautiful. And the citrus grows in the Valley of Sharon, by the way. That's where I saw so much citrus fruit growing in that particular area. And that's where these fine, lovely apples that come from Israel grow. Beautiful oranges, citrus apples, if you please. And it's said to be the finest citrus in the world. And it's always grown there. Actually, citrus is transplanted into California years ago. Didn't grow here naturally. Does now. But it didn't originally. But it did in Palestine. That was the place where it grew. Now, she says, yeah, I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. And if you notice what the orange tree, it's a shade tree, and the fruit is sweet of it, and it also gives shade. The wood of it's not any good for anything I know, but it certainly is a marvelous tree in other connections. And that's exactly the thing that she's talking about here concerning him. Can you think of that? Now, the next time you see an orange, think of Jesus. He is the apple tree, the citron apple. And it speaks of the fact that he not only gives shade, but he also is a shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, but also the sweet fragrance of the orange blossom, and then the sweetness of the fruit of it. Gives you vitamin C. It's good for you. What a picture that we have here, friends, of the Lord Jesus Christ.